Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use the same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Ajaret, Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalan, Mahes Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Amisbea Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, and God keep you. May he throw his arms among you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Yes, sir. Well, we're back at it again. We had a little get-go yesterday, but today we supposedly got it straight. Because today, you got nothing but spirit messages. Yes, you do. Spirit messages again. And the phone number to have a spirit message, if you want one, is 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Again, 646-716-9149. Now, if that's the number and you know it, well, you got it. But let's say you want to talk to me and you don't want to be heard, you don't want other people to get it. Well, I got to have something for that too. And that is this right here.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love into a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there. New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
You know it. The New Moon close up. What I'm thinking, well, let's see. Is it next week? Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. It should be. I think, let me check it and be sure, because I don't want to lead you wrong, I want to lead you right. All right, the new moon is, let's see, yeah, well, it is the 17th. The new moon is the 17th, and that is on a, let me see. No, better still, the 15th. The 15th of July is the new moon, and it is on, let's see, a Wednesday. Wednesday, July the 15th. Yep, is the new moon. That's next Wednesday. That is next Wednesday. Today is the 8th. Next Wednesday is the new moon. All right. So I'll be looking for all you people then. And you will hear, you'll hear announcements about it going on until then. Okay. Well, now, how is everybody? Is everything okay? You doing fine? I hope so. I really do hope so. I hope you are doing well. Well, we're supposed to have new moon readings, but nobody is ready. Nobody wants it. So we know what I do. I just put those cards down. I put those cards down, and I'll go ahead and talk about something. Oh, here's somebody else just popped up just that quick. That, you know, like it was nothing, you know, real quick or something. Okay, well, I got to find out who it is. Okay, Okay. Erico 704, this is Papa Say. Go ahead.
Hey, Papa Say, I'd like to get that reading.
You like a reading? Okay.
Sure.
Okay, the first card is the Deuce of Hearts. The second card is the Seven of Clubs. And the third card is, let me get this right. Third card is the Jack of Hearts. Now, let's see. The man is the second, is the Deuce of Hearts. And the man is you. You're the man. He's sitting there with his hat off. He's got his hat, you know, resting on the table. So this man is relaxed. This man's relaxed. Now, the Seven of Clubs is the lily. And that means a happy life. That's all it means. It means a happy life. And the best thing about it, it means a happy life always happening. Now, the third card is the Jack of Hearts, and it is the book. And the book means you will discover a secret about yourself. A secret. But the secret will be for the better. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. You have a secret coming. It's something you don't even, you probably didn't pay attention to it, but it's something, it's a secret. That secret will be made known.
Oh, my God.
The other thing is that you will have a happy life. You will have no bitterness, no sorrow, nothing bad happening to you. You will have a happy life. It'll be yours just for the taking. It'll be all yours. And as the man there, you have every sentiment in your favor. When nothing is going to be able to upset you. Nothing's going to be able to hurt you or harm you. It will be yours. It will be yours. And you will have really a happy and a good life. Now, I want you to use these numbers. 1, 4, 2. 1, 4, and 2. Now, those are your numbers. They can be any way the spirit sees fit. Now, is there something else?
No, that's it, sir.
All right, then. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Well. Well, we did have somebody that wanted a spirit message. Great for him. Good for him. And that is it. That's it. Now, for everybody, the things that help us continue on in this world. The spiritual things are the angels and who? God. Now, the angels do things for us, or do things, well, I hate to put it, I can't say for us. The angels do things because of us. They do things because of us. Because, you know something? The angels don't listen to us. No, they don't. They listen to God. They do things because of us. Now, we can cause them to do things. So we can, by us being good, we can cause them to do good. Now, by us being wrong or evil, we can cause them to do evil. But that is not really something that we have control over, because they are doing only what God says. Now, it is incumbent upon you to remember that. They are doing what God says. Now, if an angel gives you good, he's doing what God says. If an angel gives you bad, he's doing what God says. Whatever the angel does, he is doing what God says. It ain't you. It ain't your people. It ain't what's going on. It is God. All angels are the messengers and the servants of God. Be it for good or for evil. Either what, good or evil, they are doing it because of God. Now, I will tell you that, I'm telling you that based on what? The scriptures. Based on the Hoodoo Manual. Because God says in the prophecy of Isaiah, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. I will do good if it pleases me, and I will do evil. Now, most Christians, when they hear that God doing evil, woo, that's wrong. Ooh, God can't do evil. You don't know what you're talking about. God can do anything. And that is the reason why the devil cannot. He cannot make God mad. Because the evil that God does is purely for us now, for you and me, it is a test. It is a test. That is what the word temptation means. A test. And you either pass the test or fail it. See, the angels of evil can only do what God tells them. Now, you just think about that. An angel running wild for centuries can do whatever he wants to whoever he wants, whenever he wants to do it. Just think of that. And one angel running wild, you think about how crazy that must sound. When the angel, God made him for that. One being can do all that. You have to be a fool to believe in that. You have to be. And you know what? Most people are fools. They're foolish. They don't know. So they believe the year after year after year after year that there is a devil. And this devil is the opposite of God. And this devil can do so much. They talk about the devil as though he is what? An evil guy. He can do wrong. He won't do right. This devil can kill you. This devil can lie to you. This devil can steal from you. This devil, he can make you do all kind of wrong, they tell you. And when they do it, the devil looks at it and he laughs at you. Why? Because the devil ain't the one that do it. He's not the one that do it. He's not the one that does it. God is the one that tests us. You see, with God, if God gives us something to test us, that thing just makes, it's a proof that we deserve whatever he's given. If we fail, it's too bad. Got to go back and start all over again. But if you make it, you do all right. You get out. You see? So most people, when they hear it, when they hear that, they think all types of contrary stuff. They got the devil built up into somebody, well, really, into an evil God. And that's not the devil's, that's not the devil's job. That's not his MO. That ain't him. It ain't him. Because the devil is what? He is obedient to God. He is obedient in the middle, in the beginning, and in the end. He will do nothing but what God tells him to do. Now, who is the devil against? You know, as I told you, the name Satan really is, in the scriptures, he is mentioned as Ha-Satan. H-A is the first word. S-A-T-A-N is the second word. And Ha-Satan means the Satan, the adversary, the accuser. So, Shaitan is really what? A title. That's not his name. That's not his name. And y'all out there say, oh yeah, that ain't his name. His name is Lucifer. What are you talking about, his name is Lucifer? What you talking about, his name was Lucifer. It still is Lucifer. Because Lucifer is a divinely given name. It means the light bearer. And it is of God. It is of God. So you see, we got it all wrong about the devil. We got it all wrong. The devil is one of God's obedient servants. He will do exactly what God says. Nothing more and nothing less. Just like any other angel who will do nothing more and nothing less. But you got to have something you're scared. You got to have something you're hiding from. You got to have something that you're always fearing. Oh, yeah, you got to have it. You got to have it. Why you got to have that? Why you have to have that? Because that thing, if you are afraid of it perpetually, that thing is a bind of religion. That's all it is. It's just a religious lie. It's just a religious lie. Most of the things that you were taught were sins ain't sin. Ooh, 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 Papa said, I know that. Ooh, that's a no, no, it's not. No, it's not. One thing that is used as a sin repeatedly, but in most cases it isn't. It is not a sin. And what is that? That is sex between a man and a woman. Glory be to God. In fact, sex between a man and a woman is one of the first commandments. It is the first. It is the first thing God told us to do. Do you know? Do you know, sister, brother, that your kids have got one thing to do? That is to grow up and to get some. That's the easiest way to put it. Go and get some. Ooh, I don't know. They got to be married. No, they don't. You don't know what marriage is. You don't know what marriage is. When you say, I do, I will, or I won't. You are making a marriage covenant. But that ain't got nothing to do with you screwing. Ain't got nothing to do with no sex. Ain't got nothing to do with getting none. That just defines, it just defines the relationship between the two people. How come in the Bible it don't say, you don't marry for this, you won't marry for that, you won't do this, you won't do that? How come it don't? Now, for a certain group of people, it says you will not have sex with this person, or you will not do this with that person, or you won't do that. But that is because of who they are. It ain't because you no man or no woman. Although God would hope you'd have enough sense to use your body correctly. But it ain't got nothing to do with who you are or what you are or what's under your dress or inside of your pants. My God. What's on the inside of your clothes, God put it there. It is consecrated of God. Now, some people say, will turn around and say, oh, I know it is, so that's why I ain't doing that, because this of God, I'm giving it to God. God don't want your thing. God don't want to have sex with you. He wants you to have sex with somebody. When you don't have sex with nobody, you are disobeying him. Because you are supposed to grow up, get grown, get all that stuff, and get you some. And what? Have some kids. So now this whole big thing about people with a different child or a different wife or a different husband, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Honey, let me tell you something. If you are a woman and you go with another man, well, you just said you belong to that new man. That's all. You don't belong to the first one. You belong to that new man. Now, that ain't no sin. But society puts it that way. Makes it a sin. When all it is you are completing, I hate to say it, your biological order. Now, they'll turn around and say, well, being a sissy or being a bulldog, that is a sin. Oh, yeah, well, where is that? It just says a man shall not lay with a man like womankind, nor a woman lay with a woman like a man. And it says, this is an abomination. That ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in your head. Hello? Hello? It ain't got nothing to go on. It ain't saying that you can't love this person. It ain't saying it. No, it's not. No, it's not. In fact, a man should not lie with another man as with womankind. That's all it says. So you see, even that is a lie. So where does all this junk come from? Where does all junk come from? This junk comes from a human being. I'm telling you, somebody that wants to control you. Somebody that wants you to be under their power. Somebody that takes the power of God and puts in its place human power. Now that's one thing. If anybody wants to control you, he knows how to control you. How do you do it? Through sex. Through sex. See, when I can tell a person who to sleep with, or who to do their thing with, or who to do something with, then I control them. I can control them. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And see the thing now where a man has to have one wife. Well, that's a new invention. That is a new invention. Within the past, what I should say, what, 1,500 years? No, sooner than that, the past 500 years. All of that stuff is wrong. It is a lie. What is a lie against? It's a lie against God. It's a lie against what God has said in his word. Now, I'm going to tell you. If you got four, five, six wives, well, go ahead. But I don't think you can control them. I don't think you can have no fun with them. It ain't going to be like that. It ain't going to be like that. So what's happened? Men have weighed that down. Folks say, yeah, but for the man, he can always rip and run. But the woman, well, I wonder what they would say for a woman doing that. You know what they'd say? You know what they say? You look at her. You look at her. Here she go. She's acting like a whore. She's acting like this, acting like that. But I ain't never seen no way like that. I have not seen like that. Hey, have you ever seen a woman with two and three, well, that's got four, five, six kids? And all of them by a different man? You ever seen that? Boy, that's something to behold. That's something to behold. But a man with kids by four or five of different women, well, they look at that funny too. But what they need to look at is their own self. It is their own self. Now, you know all the sins, all the stuff they do, all the stuff with drinking, all the stuff that they call sin. It is always something about somebody. There's nothing in the Bible about drinking. There's nothing in the Bible about getting high. It ain't that. It's about being drunk. Now, it shows about being drunk. So, what are you saying, Papa say? I'm telling you that the devil is the person who tells you or teaches you those lies. Now, that is the person. That is the wrong one. That is the devil. That is the one who will send you to hell if they can. And why? What is that person? Is that an angel? No, it's not an angel. That is an unclean human spirit. A person which was unclean or evil during his human life. And now, he's going to stay like that for eternity. He's going to stay like that for... Now, other folks would ask, well, what about you Jews? Don't y'all have... Y'all got unclean spirits. Y'all make folks get exercise. Y'all make folks come out of that. No, we don't. We do not. There is only one type of spirit. Only one type of spirit whom we stand against. And it is a Dybbuk. A Dybbuk. D-Y-B-B-U-K. Dybbuk. But a Dybbuk is what? A human spirit. A human spirit. I hold to you today that among peoples nowadays, there are human spirits. There are evil human spirits teaching them to do wrong, telling them to do wrong, holding them up in wrongness, and doing their best to condemn their very souls. And how does he condemn them? He condemns them by turning them away from God. That's how he does. He turns them away from God himself. And does God allow? Yes. Yes, God does. Why? Because the Satans are not opposed to God. They're opposed to you. They're opposed to us. They are opposed to human beings. And we let them do what they want. Instead of us cleaving to the right thing, cleaving to the right person. So you see, an evil spirit, I told you just before, an evil spirit is a very, very watchful thing. You better watch one. An evil spirit is what does what? He tries to make you do things. He tries to make you go places or act a certain way, which is not of God. And it ain't even of evil angels. Because the evil angels act what? Sort of direct. They go directly against you in a certain affair or a certain way. They ain't gonna go around and try to trick you. They're gonna come at you straight. You see, so when we try to learn about angels, we are learning about something which can what? which can definitely defend us. You're learning about someone or something. And the matter is not which, you know, where you put it or what atmosphere, wherever it is, that thing can defend you. And let's face it, kids, let's face it, you don't know it all. No, you don't. We don't know it all. We don't know it all. You got a little sense, a little something, but you don't know it all. You don't know it all. Now, wouldn't you rather have God's angels protect you? He says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to protect thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now, wouldn't you want an angel? Wouldn't you want one? I would. In fact, I'd love to keep them. I'd love to keep two of them. I sure do. Because there are some things which I cannot handle. I cannot handle them. And those things hurt me. They hurt me bad. They hurt me. They pull me down. And they make me suffer because of that. No, do I believe in him? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And everything that I have gotten, everything, it matters not how small or how large, everything that I have gotten, do you know that the evil spirits have come and tempted me from it? But the temptation from the evil spirits is different because it is direct. Yes, it is. But the stuff from evil spirits, evil human spirits, ain't direct. No, it's not. It's tricky. It hides. It's maneuverable. It's certain stuff where you can't see it. And when folks say, I can't see Satan. No, you sure can. You sure can. But you know when he's messing with you. Because all of his tests, and that's a curious thing, his tests, Satan gives us tests. Evil spirits, evil human spirits give us what? Terror. They want us afraid of them. And all in all, you have what? The Spirit of God that will protect you, that will keep you, that will lift you up, that will make you stronger than anything anyone has ever known, because God loves you. He loves you. And they can't stand it. Not the evil spirit. He don't care. The evil angels don't care that God loves you. They don't care. They really don't. It is a given. You got it? It's a given that God loves you, and it is why evil angels test you. The only thing that hates that is one of them infernal, one of those infernal lying wonders lying wonder, human spirits, they cannot stand it. They hate you. And they will do everything in their power to bring you down. Everything. And I mean everything. Look at yourself. Look at yourself now. Ask yourself, God, where have I been wrong? Where have I been putting stuff on you that wasn't fair? Have I been acknowledging, you know, their power or the demon's power as something and it's not? What have I done wrong, Lord? Please, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me now. I pray that you would forgive me. Amen. Amen.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there. New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, I tell you, keep your minds firmly, firmly on God. Keep your mind firmly on God because He has given us all these things. Now, that is what hoodoo is for. That's what hoodoo is for, is to show you that the stuff here can affect what? Spiritual things. It can affect them. And you are crazy if you don't believe it. You're crazy if you don't believe it. That is the truth. The things that are here affects the things in the great beyond. The things that are here affect the things in the great beyond. There is nothing which hoodoo cannot give you something about. The hoodoo book can tell you about everything. And the hoodoo book can give you something to control the worst, the best, any kind of problem. And you don't All you got to do is just remember it. Yeah, that's all you got to do is just remember it. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and I'm looking for you at 7 o'clock here. That's right here at 7 o'clock Thursday, tomorrow. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say. God bless you, God keep you, and good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.